time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. Email all loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go. Here we are, WWGH Radio, filling in for Charlie Evers, Scott Spears, and Glenn Coble. Glenn, let's get it out of the way right at the top, because people seem to like that we're a little lighter in the afternoon.
Yes.
And we need some lightness today. Hey, by the way, I got up this morning. It looked like spring outside. It felt like spring.
Oh,
I was
beautiful.
So happy.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was a beautiful morning.
And I'm going to, on my show this afternoon, which is still called... what is my show called?
A Progressive Life.
No, the other one.
Oh, Swap Shop.
Yeah, Swap Shop. It's going to be Swap Shop, and we're going to play I'm going to play that theme song into the ground and just grind Charlie.
Are you going to sing it?
No, I won't sing it.
I don't know how long... I know Charlie's wife turns this on in the morning, but I don't know how long Charlie listens.
How long can he stand?
How long can he stand? But, Charlie, if you're out there, call us. We'd love to hear from you. And I know a lot of people are asking about you. We're getting emails about you. So if they could hear your voice and know you're doing okay while you're out. Just call in for a minute or two and let everybody know that you're doing well. Charlie knows the number, but for people who don't, 740-383-9944. So Charlie, if you get the notion in the next 2 hours, call us and say hello and tell people why you're not here and that you're okay. Everybody thinks he's, because of his age and stage,
they're worried.
And I keep telling people it's not that.
No.
He fell and he hurt his arm coming into the building, and that's all this is about.
Right.
And that is all it's about.
And my show, by the way, this afternoon is going to be about flowers. April showers bring May flowers, and we're going to talk about flowers. No, we're not going to talk about the coronavirus. We're not going to talk about the evil underworld that we... have in politics or whatever they call it.
No,
we're gonna have fun.
We're gonna have fun during this show, because yesterday we bombed so bad with the trivia. We went right into the can quick. We had people saying I was making up answers.
I was saying that,
but I hey, listen,
you didn't.
No, monosaturation or whatever it was.
But it sounds dirty. For some reason.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, speaking of dirty, I wanted to get into this at the top of the program here. Now, last night. Because you about did this a second ago. I think sometimes, because I'm controlling the microphones over here,
mm-hmm.
and people talk almost right up until the time we're about to go on.
Yes.
And I think sometimes they say things that they probably don't want their microphone turned on.
Yeah.
When they say
it shocks me
how quick we're about to go. And I always, try to throw a flag. Well, last night, I was taping the podcast with Abby and Michelle,
mm-hmm.
And we social distance. We did all those things that you are supposed to do.
Like we're doing right now.
Like we're doing exactly as we're doing right now. So we did this last night, and we play a theme song, and we tape it live to tape. We don't stop. We don't edit. We don't do any of that.
Yeah.
So when it goes, it goes. And I said to them through the headphones, Glenn. Oh, man. I said to him, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, I'm flipping the mics on. And 10 seconds passed. Now, thank goodness divine intervention came down, and I did not flip the mics on.
Oh.
Because in the room, I have to tell this story kind of arch, because we're on the airwaves here.
Yes, we are.
But... literally seconds, right in front of that green microphone there, Abby was sitting. And she said three.
Well, you're going to bash Abby now.
No, I'm going to tell the truth.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell the truth. Three words came out of her mouth that you could not. I'm telling you, truckers would have blushed.
No.
Oh,
not
oh,
from Abby.
Glenn.
Three Abby, words, I love you.
Three words. And it was like. Here's the problem with it. Context is everything, okay? If I had turned on the microphone and they would have heard those, just those three words. Now, I know why she said it, because I heard the conversation that was happening prior to taping. But if I had just flipped on the mic and they would have heard those three words, they could have thought, number one, they would have thought it was just horribly vulgar.
Yes.
Or number two, they might have thought it was a request.
Oh.
Because it can be like a question mark at the end.
Now I'm going to have to figure out what those three little words were.
Oh, you don't want to think about it. And it was so awful and so I had, you know, one of those, what do they call that? I had a mild heart attack. I had a mild heart attack because of what she said. And then I had to flip the mics on 10 seconds later and tape the thing.
Well, now, I assume you don't have like we have now, a 30-second delay.
No, and you know what? On a podcast, she could say that. I don't think she would want to.
Yes.
I don't think she would want to.
Her mom might be listening.
Her mom might be listening.
Yeah.
Kids, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But and you know what? The phrase she said, I get it. It was not
three words. I love you.
Yeah, I love you. That's what it was. Boy, wouldn't that have been nice? No, it's not.
No, that would have been a whole new problem for you.
Well, she never. No, I would have taken I love you over this.
Okay.
Because this thing was so traumatic that the problem is, like I say, context is everything. And I knew why she was saying it. She was saying it like I made a mistake. You know, that's how she was saying it.
Okay.
But if you just heard it with no context, it could be a request. It could be just a nasty phrase.
Okay.
Oh, Glenn.
Well, when we get off the air and you absolutely know that we're off the air, you're going to have to tell me this phrase.
I don't know if I can tell you this phrase,
well,
Glenn.
Maybe write it.
I'm not from Kentucky like her. I can't.
Oh.
I can't speak that badly. But, you know, that's real radio for you. You want to hear a real story. People want to know what goes on behind. There is, as strange as it is, even here, there is a behind the scenes.
Oh, there is, and it's kind of fun. I mean, some of the things that Charlie has told me out in the lobby before we went on would make me blush. No, I don't blush. I've heard everything, I think.
Well, Charlie has said some stuff, but, you know, you wouldn't think Charlie would be saying those words, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, but he's mostly, you know.
Charlie is Charlie.
Yeah. Same guy off the air as on the
Absolutely,
air.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I have heard him, you know. But I think I've heard everybody probably at some point or another use a word you can't use on the air.
Well, even though you hate to admit it, Michelle and Abby are young women.
Middle-aged.
I knew that was coming.
Well, that's true, Glenn.
And that's what young people, that's the way they talk anymore.
I'm a news person.
Yeah, okay.
And I can't say that they're not middle-aged.
Well, I'm going to lie for them.
Unless we're all going to live to be 150, they're middle-aged.
Well, we might. You know, that's what they're talking about now, is that we're going to live way past what we used to now that we can, you know, we've cracked the genome. Yeah.
I don't want to live that long.
I do if I'm healthy.
150?
I would love to live 500 years if I was healthy the whole time and the world wasn't in a worse position.
I need a break at some point. Well, I just need a break. Don't we all need a break at some point?
Well, if we learn how to live that long, we will have a little pill we'll take that'll give us a one-year break.
just a little nap.
Yeah.
You know, there's a cryogenics plant up in Michigan.
Is there really?
Yeah, there's only two, I think, in the country.
Isn't one's somebody in Michigan. We know, didn't somebody have their dog frozen? Here in Marion?
Oh, yeah, Marge.
Yeah, Marge.
Marge Hazlett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that where she took it? Or?
No, I believe it was in a veterinarian's refrigerator here in town.
Oh, okay. Well, it's really not, cryogenics is really not refrigerating them. It's putting them way cold.
Yeah. Oh, I interviewed the creator of cryogenics at one point, Bob Nelson, and he told me you're submerged in water.
Huh.
Is really what it is. It's not ice.
Okay.
It's like a water tank.
Huh.
Your body's just floating around in there for... they fill you with something.
Did he have funny-looking eyes and...
Bob?
Yeah.
It was a phone interview.
Okay.
I don't recall. If anybody has anything to say, by the way, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
We had some nice calls yesterday. Yeah. I'd love to hear. People giving us education.
Oh, we need it.
Terry called us several times to give us some education.
We need some education from time to time. Now, because we stunk it up so bad with the trivia yesterday, just, terrible. I went home and had to take a nap.
It wasn't that bad.
I had to take a nap when it was over. It was.
Just, we had fun, though. I hope everybody out there listening has fun while we're being silly.
I hope so. Oh, man. So, what we did is... what do we do at this point? Oh, we've eased up on the trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's a little easier today.
Okay,
it's more
snake it up so
pop culture stuff
okay. That
you should know. And okay. I'll start off by giving three questions.
Okay.
So we usually have running questions here.
Yes.
Okay, here are the questions. First three questions.
That's what I'm doing with the flowers this afternoon.
Yeah, three. I think it's a very good thing to do.
Three questions.
Keep the people happy. Here we go. That's what I'm here
actually
for.
Mine is going to be three answers. Yours are three questions.
Mine are three questions. Okay. They absolutely are. All right, here we go. First question. It's a two-parter.
Okay.
What time and network was Larry King live on? It was always on the same network.
Really?
Always on at the same time.
I never listened to him, so I can't help you.
Never?
No.
He was on for 25 years.
I never listened to him. I mean, I heard tidbits, but I never turned the show on.
Very popular show.
Yeah. I'm just pretty slow.
Two-part question. What time and network was Larry King live on?
Okay.
Same time, same network, the entire run. Okay. That's number one.
All right. We have a smart audience. They'll know that.
That's pop culture, isn't it?
It sounds like
I would say.
Yeah.
Number two. Who were Johnny Carson's two final guests?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know it.
I remember the show.
Yeah.
I don't remember who his guests
were. Who were Johnny Carson's two final guests? Very famous people.
Yeah.
Very famous people.
Starting to come back now.
Now, number three. Here's another pop culture for you. Name the Golden Girls spinoff. Do you know the Golden Girls spinoff?
No.
Let's see if we can get an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yeah, would that be CNN?
CNN is the network.
Really, it
that
was.
Larry King was on. Do you remember the time he was on?
I was thinking that was either midnight or 12:30.
You know, his show did repeat at midnight, but when it was live, Larry King Live, do you know what time he was on?
11 o'clock.
Not 11, but that's a good guess. You got the CNN right. How you doing out there?
I'm doing great of itself.
Oh, we're doing okay in here. Did you get a chance to listen to the doctors this morning?
Yes, I did.
That'll scare you a little bit.
Did you pick up anything from them?
A little bit. I mean, you got to watch what's going on around you, and you got to take as much as you can. Other than that, just play it by ear and just, take the ride along with everybody else.
Stay away from people.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Try to keep your distance as much as you can.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know about this. They tell you can go outside there, and if you're by yourself, I guess you're fine. But if you see somebody coming towards you, you better run another way.
You know that I mentioned yesterday that I went to the grocery, and it was kind of interesting how walking down the aisle, you could see people catch your eye and then kind of go to the next aisle or move way over. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, that's the new common courtesy.
Yes, and people were very kind about it and very understanding, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got to do the best we can.
Yep, we sure do.
Without question, stay well.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Now, we do have the network now. What network and time was Larry King on for the 25 years that he was on? It was CNN.
I guess what I was the time? That. Yeah.
What time was he live?
If it was that late, I was sound asleep.
What was it?
Okay.
They did repeat it.
Yeah.
Because he was big stuff. But what time was he live? He was live at the same time for the entire 25 years he was on the air.
Huh.
So CNN and what time?
Here you
that
go.
That is the question at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Next question. Was that Tammy and Jim Baker?
Tammy and Jim Baker? No, they were not Johnny's final guests, but that's a good guess.
Oh, my goodness. That would have been something if they had been.
Can you imagine?
Would he have been crying?
Well, Tammy's eyebrows alone would have cost Johnny quite a bit.
Everybody
would remember that.
Yeah. Everybody. How are you doing out there?
Really well, thank you, except okay. I've had a broken ankle.
Oh. Well, that'll keep you separated from other people.
It didn't bother me at all.
Oh, she's a brave woman.
Well, we're glad to hear.
She must be a Viking.
Well, hey, thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
All right. It was not Peggy and Jim Baker. I think Jim might have been in the clink by that point.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I would have thought.
By the time Johnny wrapped it up.
Yeah.
What time in network was Larry King on for his 25-year run? Who were Johnny Carson's two final guests? And does anybody know the name of the Golden Girls spinoff, which became a big hit itself? The spinoff did. 740-383-9944. Those are the questions. 740-383-9944.
Now, I know you've interviewed one or two of the ladies from the Golden Girls.
Three of them. Yep.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I knew what it was.
I would watch it occasionally, but it was not a show I found particularly interesting. It was kind of hit you in the face with the humor.
Thought that it was so well written.
You liked the way it was written.
Yeah, I thought that's why it was so popular.
Okay.
Because I felt that a show about four older women is not necessarily going to have a huge audience, but that did.
And it did touch on some social problems. Yeah.
I think it was the first show that showed everybody that life was not over at 60.
Yeah, that's true.
Go ahead, caller.
You got to turn him on.
Are you there, caller?
Okay, I think Johnny's last guests were Robin Williams and Bette Midler, and Bette sang a song that brought him to tears.
Now, do you remember? Now, this is not part of it, but you got it. It is Robin and Bette. Do you remember the song that brought him to tears?
I was trying to remember.
I know this.
Was it from Beaches? Was it her song that she sang in the movie Beaches?
No, it was somebody Rose? Must have told her before the show what Johnny's favorite song was.
Was it The Rose?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh. Come on, Glenn, we got to get this one.
Yeah. Well, I'm not real smart. You are, but I'm not.
Well, and the other thing was, Larry King, was he on at 9?
9 p.m.
Oh, 9.
Larry King Live.
Like I said, I was in bed.
At 9?
Well, that's true. 8 o'clock and you're in bed.
Yeah, I eat at 4 and I'm in bed by 8.
Well, yeah, and the nursing home locks the doors.
That's right.
Thanks for your help.
Johnny's favorite song was a World War II song.
Oh, really?
It was.
Oh, was it Boogie Woogie?
No, this was an emotional song that would have...
I do remember him crying.
Brought him to... He got teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sang it with her, too.
And my wife poo-pooed that. She
didn't think Johnny was emotional?
No. And I love Johnny. We had fights over Johnny all the time.
He was probably upset that the paycheck was going to stop coming.
Yeah.
30 years.
One of the reasons why we bought a second television is so I could watch Johnny.
You can watch Johnny. Who was she watching? Was she watching Ted Koppel?
No, I don't remember what she'd watch. She's a communist, as I've told
a lot of people.
So she was probably watching some political thing.
Watching a political thing even in those days.
Yeah.
All right. The Golden Girls spinoff. We still don't know that. That's the only question on the table right now. We'll add some more when we come back from the break we're about to head into. But what was the Golden Girls spinoff that ran for many, many years? Ran as long as Golden Girls did.
Better write down what Abby said.
What'd she say?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know the... Oh,
yes, I want to know this.
Glenn, I
so
can't
I
even
can
know if I
can. Chastise her when I see her.
Holy mackerel. We're going to come back and Glenn will know and he'll tell you how bad it was. Did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a chicken places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble in for Charlie Evers on this second day of April 2020.
Abby, I love you.
You know what she said now.
I know what she said.
Isn't that awful?
No.
Oh, Glenn. That's just, Glenn. Vulgar, 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 vulgar.
It was vulgar, but it wasn't
very
awful.
Vulgar. You should only say that, like if you're in a room, a cone of silence.
I'm absolutely certain I heard it when I was in basic training a bunch of times.
Yeah, with a bunch of guys who are out there, you know, vomiting and doing whatever they're doing, but not. You don't say that.
I don't remember vomiting so much in basic training, but
oh my! Well, if you heard that as you're about to turn on a microphone, you've been in radio.
I would have been surprised. Yes,
yes.
Yes,
you would have been. Wow, that's terrible.
That's why I love Abby.
No, you don't. She's mouth of a sailor, mouth of a sailor, like a longshoreman is what she is. We don't need that type of thing here, Glenn.
What? Why did they call him longshoreman?
Because they were out there for a long time.
Oh, was that it? It was the time that they were out?
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Oh, I thought maybe only on long shores did they go out with boats, you know. I don't know. You don't want to park a boat at a cliff, so.
She's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting messages over here.
Hi, Abby. Yeah.
But here's the thing about her. I think at this point she's fearful to call in. She used to call in, but I think she doesn't want to she can't defend this. And there's no defense.
Has she responded to my statement that I love her? I mean, how many times do you get told by a person of the opposite sex that they love you?
Well, no, she didn't say I love you.
Of course,
she said,
three times her age, but...
Well, whatever. Three times. No, Glenn. No.
She's a baby.
She's middle-aged. But at this particular point, she has no defense of this, and that's why she's got no reason to call in at this
point.
I'm
going to have a sip of coffee on that note.
Oh, dear. She's old. And that's... Now, old is a good thing. I love the older generation.
That's what I've been told.
Yes, I do. I absolutely love them. They're wonderful people.
That's why you let me on the air.
That's why I let you on the air. But her, no. No. She,
that might be her right now.
I doubt it. She's petrified. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, it is her. You know, you push those buttons enough, you get it done. Abby, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. I really just called to talk to Glenn, though.
Oh, see?
Oh, good. I needed a break after 2.5 hours.
Abby knew that I sincerely meant that I loved her that I like her and all that stuff. And she's tired of you haranguing her.
No haranguing.
I almost used a bad word.
Well, don't worry. She wouldn't blush at that. No problem there.
Abby, it's okay.
Well, you tell her that I did respond.
Uh-huh.
You responded?
Oh, he didn't tell me that. I can see your messages on the screen, but I can't read them.
I had responded to Glenn.
I got Michelle's last message. She's listening over at Stewart's. Hello,
hi, Michelle.
Hope you're having a good time.
Oh, me. Is Stewart's open?
Must be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Abby.
It is, right? Still not burger.
You don't need forgiveness for that. That's just one of those things that pops out. Did you drop a donut or drop some coffee which caused that outburst?
You would understand that, right?
Yes, I absolutely would, and I would forgive you for anything. But I don't think you need to be forgiven for that. That's just kind of the modern vernacular.
It just slipped.
Made me laugh though. And Scott pointed out if he had brought you on the air, which he did not, right at that moment. That would have raised a lot of questions in the audience.
It might have. It would have made it for good conversation.
Yes, it would.
We could not have a conversation after that. We would have to shut everything down and get the hand sanitizer out and cleanse everything.
The FCC would have closed you
down. The FCC would have closed us down on that one.
But if you would have seen Scott's face, it was all right.
Oh, I wish I had.
Well, I could not believe. Why? Because I don't know what was going on. You had dropped a piece of your donut, hadn't you?
I think so. And my hands were sticky, and everything was just happening all at once, and I got a little flustered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you say. By the way, Stewart's opens at 11 today.
Oh, okay. Are they essential? I guess it's a food place.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a dine-in, eat-out. But so where did you learn to speak like this, Abby? Where did this vulgar attitude and mouth and personality come from?
I remember from her from basic training.
Do you? I bet she was. Drill sergeant.
No, no.
Along with, like, becoming a mom somewhere in there.
That could happen. You don't talk like that in front of your kids, do you?
No, of course not.
Of course
not. Lies.
No, she's a good mom.
Yeah, they all know.
Here's my question. Here's my question on this whole thing. In front of a microphone, now why would you say that?
The microphone was not on. I could clearly hear the music playing, and I knew that it wasn't being turned on any within seconds. You say seconds.
Oh, it was seconds. Trust me, I know.
But the music was still loudly playing, and I could hear it.
Yeah, but why that phrasing? Not like, oh, darn it. That would have worked.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was, oh, darn it.
No, it wasn't. No. See, do you understand the contextual problem of that for somebody who might not have heard the conversation?
Scott is such a priss.
That's right. I have to be here. I'm sorry. I got to be prudish about this whole thing. We have rules that we have to follow.
This is like the second time I've been scolded on your show, I think.
Oh, he likes to scold young women.
Yeah, that's right. I like to scold old people, too. Whoever. No. Listen. Gee whiz. The Mary Ellen Withrow story, which I did not scold Mary Ellen. No, I did not.
I was sitting right next to you. Are you forgetting that?
Mary Ellen and I have talked about this, and Mary Ellen's probably out there. Mary Ellen, we've talked. We're okay. There was no scolding. I'm just a nice person.
She jumped right out of her skin.
Mary Ellen is a very bright lady, and she knows what's going on.
Right. Can you even imagine me, Glenn, scolding somebody?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
I've seen it.
No. See, you're trying to take the other side now.
Oh,
this
my.
Is awful.
Oh, agree.
I'm trying to get on Abby's good side.
Well, trust me, there isn't one. I've looked. I've tried to find it. It's not there.
Oh, me. This is getting really deep.
Well, we need fun.
It really is.
Yes. Yes.
So what are you doing, Abby? Laying on the couch, eating cookies?
No, I'm laying here and,
texting.
Laying here on my
bed. Yeah, 10:30. You're still in bed there. Here I've already put in 2.5 hours of work.
Okay. I've already been up, and then my little one got up and he crawled in bed. So what else was I supposed to do?
He did what?
My little one got up and crawled in bed. So what was I supposed to do? Wait on next to him for a second.
He got up and crawled in bed.
Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Oh, do you have a television in there? Are you watching something, or are you just listening to the radio?
Nope.
Those little ones
just
are squirmy.
So you listened this morning. What did you ascertain from the program this morning?
It was really good information, honestly. Usually those things bore me, you know that. But they were both really good.
You just made him drop his notes.
You know, it was almost a compliment. You see how close we got there?
You got pretty close. Yeah.
We got close to a compliment. It was really good information, but those things bore me.
No, the doctor was awesome. She really had a lot to say, which was good. And, Tracy Kinsler always has great information.
Yeah. You know, we need a lot more of that. Oops, I just put on my Progressive Life hat. We need daylight to disinfect all the crud that we're listening to.
That's why I'm here, Glenn.
I know.
I'm Marion's disinfectant.
Yes.
I'm like hand sanitizer for the city.
And Abby is the opposite.
Right.
Well, after listening to or seeing what... You know what? Scott wouldn't even say the words you said.
No, I can't.
He wrote it as a note.
Well, I can't. Because I'm in front of a microphone. I know better. I can't say those words in front of a microphone.
But the microphone... Well, the microphone was turned off. But okay.
Yes.
It's good technique.
In your defense, Abby, go ahead. What are you saying?
It was warranted. Like, I didn't use it out of context.
Yeah, I think you did. I think that was out of context.
Well, he doesn't know the modern vernacular, Abby.
I don't?
No.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
Well, Glenn and I had this conversation. By the way, Glenn thinks it is progress and process and asbestos. And this is just a thing.
Asbestos.
No, it's not asbestos. That's how they say it down in Kentucky. The asbestos.
One of my favorite mayors of Marion. Once told me that everybody in Marion is from Kentucky, so that's okay.
You know what I'm doing today? I'm taking a radio over to Stewart's mm-hmm. and putting it in the lobby so all the kids in there can listen to this fine programming.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I left my radio at the Elks. I got to go pick that up.
What do you think about that, Abby?
Not that.
Go ahead.
Like, this show will be fine. You do the trivia and things, but I don't know if they would really, like, keep... You've got to keep the kids moving.
They need to hear from the doctor at this point.
Yeah, well, the doctor was great. She had great information.
Why do you say kids? Is that the only people that go to Stewart's?
I think the staff is mostly kids.
Oh, the staff is.
Yeah, but you can't go inside now, I don't think.
Is the staff kids, or are they old people?
I don't think they're Abby and Michelle's age.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
Michelle is there.
Yeah, Michelle, have fun. I hope you're having a good time over there today. I'll be in later on. I'm gonna help, because I worry about Michelle being out in the public with all these people.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to make sure it all's on the up and up.
Take my disinfectant with you.
I mean, I know she's abiding by all the rules, but I just want to make sure that she's being safe, because I think sometimes she puts others first. Abby would know nothing about this, but Michelle does this.
Be aware, Michelle. You're getting a call from the bad guy.
You're really giving me a hard time today.
You know I am. I don't know why. I think it's because of that whole episode last night. Now, you did make some good donuts. Have you made any more of those?
I did not make any this morning, no, because I have the chocolate stuff that I want to try as the glaze, you know, because I did the regular glaze last night.
I was shocked, Glenn. Do you like donuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once in a while.
Well, now that you've given us a clear answer.
Gee whiz. I've had one of her donuts, I believe.
No, it wasn't her. It was somebody else.
Okay.
Somebody else we've forgotten long ago.
Okay. Oh, that's whose donut it was?
Yeah, that's whose donut it was.
That was good.
Only if everything had turned out well there. Abby.
Yes, sir.
Yes. How did you make those donuts? Do tell. Give us. This is a recipe show.
Well, it's a top secret recipe, so.
Oh,
top secret.
You know, so it doesn't dough have, involved.
Does it have cinnamon in it?
It does not. Oh. Well, the glaze doesn't have cinnamon. The glaze is like confectioner's sugar, vanilla, and milk.
Okay.
Really, all it is.
You know what I was shocked is that they looked like real donuts.
Why would that shock you?
Well, because they were homemade.
I know, that's what I couldn't figure out. Like, of course, they have a hole in the middle. Like, what made them real donuts?
Because you remember the donuts that other person made. They were real tiny.
Yeah,
tiny and flat. They didn't look like donuts you would buy in a store.
They tasted good.
Well, they can taste good. But her, Abby's donuts look like a donut you would buy in the store.
Oh, very good, Abby. I'm impressed.
That was the first time I've ever made them. I've literally never made donuts before.
Oh.
Literally?
Oh, my gosh. Or figuratively.
As opposed to figuratively?
Well, what is your word that I should say?
That's one of my pet peeves when people say...
Interesting.
trying to give me a hard time.
You know, if my wife is listening... I don't know Abby as well as it sounds like I do.
You don't want to.
Oh, come on.
You don't want to. She's a nice enough person, but, you know, she's got
a
rough mouth.
A nice rough woman. Mouth.
So did we find out, do you take back, do you wish you had not said that in front of the live mic last night?
It wasn't live.
No, you don't
exactly.
take
it. Exactly. It wasn't live. Yeah.
She's got a point, Scott.
Okay, hold on.
Listen,
stay there. Stay
I've
there.
I've never slipped up on air before.
Hey, hold. Stay there for a minute. We got a break here for 1 minute. Stay there. We're going to finish this up on the other side. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
From ABC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble filling in for Charlie Evers, who will be back next week, we believe, and Abby Umali on the telephone. Abby, how you doing?
Hi. What did you just call me?
Abby Umali.
No, this is not your old friend.
I do. I knew somebody named Abby Umali once, and for some reason, I always get the urge to call her Abby Umali.
Where was Abby Umali from? That's an
interesting
name.
I don't know. I think Uruguay.
Oh. Cool.
It was Uruguay or Paraguay.
Okay.
So, what's your plans today, Abby, in the self-quarantine, stay-at-home order world that we live in?
I really don't have big plans today. I think I will stay home.
Good idea. Good idea.
So, what have we learned?
I don't get out and go to the store today or anything, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, are you going to be cooking donuts up or doing anything fantastic like that?
Do you have enough toilet paper?
I do.
Good.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a trouble. That's a problem.
It is a problem.
I don't know. I'll cook something for dinner tonight, but I'm not sure. We've had, like, good dinners all week. My cooking skills are improving from being home so much, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you have this week? Tacos?
We had, like, Taco Tuesday, so I made, like, chicken tacos in the crock pot. And Monday I made meatloaf. I mean, that was Sunday or Monday I made meatloaf, and then tacos, and we had ribs on the grill last night, so that was good.
What on the grill?
Ribs.
Oh, ribs. Oh, wow.
Barbecue ribs, yeah.
Ribs
so
on
I
the grill.
I baked them first. Yep, and then put them in the grill.
At the Coble House, we're revisiting food out of a can.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I had last night? I had French fries and a milkshake.
That's dinner?
Well, that's what it was.
Yikes.
And a donut.
And a donut. And I had a donut. That's exactly right. A donut that looked like store-bought donuts. But it did taste like a glazed donut.
Good. Was it glazed?
It did or didn't?
It did.
Mm-hmm.
But why was it brown?
Probably from frying it. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a little brown, but that's okay. It tasted good. It was very airy.
Our new donut shop is going up quickly.
Oh, yeah. We love the donuts in Marion.
Yeah. Well, we don't have those yet.
We'll get them.
Okay.
I remember Dunkin' Donuts from when I was a kid, though, and I loved it there.
You're still a kid, Abby.
Do you realize how old she is, Glenn?
Yes, you've told me.
I mean, honest to goodness. No, okay, let's be honest. Abby, don't you feel middle-aged? The other day you
thought... Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. No,
what's wrong with that?
Middle-aged.
Don't you feel middle-aged?
I don't feel middle-aged.
No, please don't ever say to me, Glenn, don't you feel old?
No. I'm just saying that if we're going to have a discussion on what is middle-aged and what is not, we have to say that the age that Abby currently is middle-aged.
Yeah, you know, nobody's ever defined what middle-aged means, though. When I was a kid, I thought middle-aged was 15.
Old, and you're way over that, Abby.
So Scott just says middle-aged is like if you're halfway to what people usually die at.
Yeah.
So apparently that's where I'm at.
Well, that is.
I think of myself as middle-aged, and I'm way past that.
Well, because I believe the consensus death point in the United States at this point is somewhere around 80 for women. So you would be middle-aged.
That's great.
No, I'm just saying, don't say it with any more enthusiasm than that.
Who gives a rat's furry behind?
Well, I'm trying to be factual. Go ahead, Abby.
I mean, I'm not excited about you leaving. Like, your life is half over. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, mine is three quarters over, so. But you just keep on keeping on, Abby. And you ignore ignorance.
Right.
Who's that?
Just in general.
You know, all I know is that I try to tell the truth.
I try to be honest, and I try to be a broker of information, the sanitization of the city of Marion right now.
I understand, and you do a good job of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And in this particular case, I mean, I like Abby. I wouldn't have her in here if I didn't like her. But I have to say that she's middle-aged, and I have to say that she got rather, you know, vulgar on the microphone last night.
I bet we have a lot of people that called in yesterday that would say she's not middle-aged.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, well.
I can't. So you're having a good time, and you do take back what you said last night.
No, not at all.
Not at all. But to put a period on this, do you understand how contextually that could be a bad thing to say?
I think we've beaten this horse absolutely to death.
Listen, Glenn, we got no guest. We got to beat horses for a lot longer than we used to.
If you're waiting on an apology, you're just not going to get it.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get it.
I would have apologized if it would have been on air, maybe, but maybe not. I don't know.
Why can't you just, for once in your life, apologize and we'll just move on?
She sounds just like both of my daughter-in-laws. That's the way they talk, and they're about her age. Maybe a touch younger, but... No, actually, one of them's older and one of them's younger, so from what I'm guessing.
A little edgy, Scott. A little edgy, that's all.
You know, what makes you edgy? Were you like that as a child?
No, I was a really good kid.
I find that hard to believe.
Are you becoming Dr. Ruth or something?
Doctor, yeah. I feel that people in society right now need some help, and I'm trying to help.
Get to the root of my problems, apparently.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to get this whole thing fixed. But the point is, give people a little plug for the episode we taped last night, where they can listen to it, what we talked about. You know, you're the publicity person in this. Go ahead.
Right. The Paper Rings podcast. Hopefully Scott has the newest episode to me maybe today or tomorrow.
What's the name of it, Abby? I missed that.
It's Paper Rings.
Paper Rain?
Ring. Like a ring. Paper ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was written by Prince or something. Paper Rain.
No. Paper this is one of Scott's ring. Favorite songs.
That's right. One of my favorite songs. Go ahead. What's the new episode about? Go ahead.
Well, it starts out a little slow, to be honest. It's kind of boring in the beginning. And then we got right to the nitty-gritty. It's about, I think we discussed timing, right?
Chinese?
Timing.
Oh, timing. Yeah, timing. We discussed timing.
And it got pretty interesting, and, you know, generally speaking, right, Scott?
Yeah, you got defensive. Michelle and I were agreeing in total unison last night, and you got really defensive.
Well, because you kept saying that it was about, you know, just a general overall statement you were making. However, you had this red pen in your hand that kept shaking at me, so that was strange.
He's doing that at me right now. My daughter-in-law did a podcast, and it was called, the podcast was a Poopcast. Something like that. It was all about poop. And
oh, Glenn.
It was fun for about a week. What can you say about that?
No, this is much deeper than that. But no, I don't know why certain people, because we never used any names last night, but Michelle and I were in agreement that some people are having some issues in life and maybe need to work through those, and somebody else took that personally.
I think Michelle was speaking kind of like, you know, maybe generally or about people, but like I said, the red pen shaking at me felt a little, you know.
He's doing it again, Abby.
Listen.
If you wouldn't have been pointing at me when you were talking, maybe I would have felt less attacked, but I don't know.
People can't see that. It's a podcast.
Right.
But you
it ended up being a really good podcast. It was a good night.
It was really deep.
Good.
So I hope you have a good day, Abby. I hope you continue to listen, because who knows what will happen here. This is the crux of entertainment and information right now.
I would not miss Glenn for anything today.
There you go. I love her. Hey, by the way.
You know, Pete, there's a psychological, let me just say something. There's a psychological defect in people who only like people who say nice stuff about them.
I'm taking my lead from the president.
There you go.
You know, Abby, Scott just saw that we were rated with 10,000 listeners now. Isn't that pretty
gosh,
cool?
Amazing.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. No, just don't don't go any further than that with your language.
She's amazed.
Generally speaking, you know, people can tune in to the Paper Rings podcast on YouTube. I think there are 7 episodes already there. The 8th will be out soon, and you just go to YouTube and search Paper Rings podcast, and you can listen. So
I'm
going to
do it.
Oh, you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, do it, Glenn.
I'm going to listen to at least one.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, listen to the number. Which one was the one where you completely went off the rails?
Probably anywhere, 1 through 6, probably.
No, I think it was, well, let's see, if last night was 8, 6, it was 6.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm going to listen to.
Listen to number 6, because she loses her mind, and she says a word in that one.
Oh, no.
That is unbelievably inappropriate.
He's such a priss.
No, I can't tell you. Glenn, you can't say these words.
You can say priss.
Not priss.
Okay.
You want me to show you what word that was?
No. I said nothing vulgar, and I was prompted, by the way.
Are you ready? This is what she said.
Okay, I'm going to see it.
There you go.
Oh, that's not a bad word.
You can't say that on the air.
Oh, yes, you can. Farmers say it all the time.
No.
There you go. Farmers and doctors.
You're not a farmer nor a doctor. But you do wear overalls a lot, so who knows?
In case the crowd is still listening.
10,000.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, there you go.
Clue them in. Thanks, Abby.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Abby.
You guys. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man, what an awful thing.
Oh, my.
56 and a half minutes past the hour. What was the Golden Girls spinoff?
Yeah, we haven't heard yet.
No, 740-383-9944.
You were blabbing too much.
What a transition that was. Let's see here.
Well, I'll guarantee you that Abby and Michelle are not the Golden Girls.
Well, a little around the eyes.
Jeez.
Here we go. Here's another one for you. What was the Golden Girls spinoff? How long were Jerry Seinfeld and his pals sentenced in the series finale of Seinfeld?
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Do you know that?
Quick call.
That's a good one. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be hot in Cleveland?
Not hot. Betty White was in Hot in Cleveland, but that was not a spinoff
of
the Golden Girls.
That's right, she was. I forgot about that.
Was it Maude?
No, B. Arthur did Maude before Golden Girls.
Oh.
Two good guesses, though.
Yeah.
It's so neat because with this broken ankle, I'm also 90.
Ah, yes, and Scott will say something about our ages.
No, you sound. Listen, hey, if I'm there at 90 and still going, I'd feel great.
Yes, you sound wonderful.
Yes, hope you're enjoying the show.
Yes, I am. Thank you for all the entertainment.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Trying to make it a little lighter in a
time. That's what I try to do, Glenn.
Yeah, we're trying to make it lighter in a time that is kind of rough for all of the United States, all of the world, as a matter of fact. And I hope the world is not shaking us off like a bad case of dandruff.
Oh, you think that could happen?
It could happen.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't want to be flaky dandruff.
No.
No. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I can't help but start laughing at some of this. I tell you, I'm going to make your show a new Howard Stern.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
My goodness. I get a kick out of you really caring Hershey. You just get right under her skin.
Well, I tell you, it's not hard to do.
No, I guess not. She's a little violent little broad there, ain't she?
I've told Scott more than once that he sounds like Howard Stern when girls come on
his
show.
Well, I'm not going to. No. Like when Mary Ellen's in here, it's fine.
Well, yes, she's an adult type older girl.
Well, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I hope you're enjoying this.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're one of 10,000, by the way, that are listening.
You know what? I'll tell you what happens when the girls come in like that. It's because they're friends.
Yes.
So you just treat them different.
I know they're friends.
Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
This is Emma. Is it empty nest?
It is empty
nest. Oh, very good. And it's Emma again. Hey, Emma. How you doing with no school?
Good.
Good. Well, hey, keep listening, Emma. We're going to be back in 15 minutes with some more questions.
Okay.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye-bye.
God bless them out there.
Yeah.
Proves our demographic is young.
I'm surprised your mom lets her listening to some of these things. But...
No, this is a G-rated show, Glenn.
Okay,
that's why we don't say those words.
I hope it is.
Darn right. Charlie, hope you're doing well, but we're going to come back in 10 minutes with more of this program and trivia on the way. You're not going to empty nest. Boy, I'm proud of Emma for that
Emma
one.
Emma is waiting for you, Charlie.
That's
Give
a good
call.
One. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a bit. News and weather.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the work of this woman, people that I have ever talked to, and I can tell you, I won't name